I have a story for every single one of you that wants to listen. Not many want to listen. They tend to stop after they hear I have a story, because they aren't very interested in what it is that other people have to say. They only care about themselves. Well, that's the way that seems anyway. Everybody's so involved in their own little worlds, they don't realize that there's other people out there. You're not the only one alive. So quit acting like it. But really, what are we going to do if one day we wake up and we come to a sad conclusion, a terrible, dreadful realization, a heartache that we really are the last person on Earth? What do you do then? Well, you just try to act like everything's okay. Well, it's not okay. Not when every other person's gone. Oh, you can try to act like it's okay, but really, who are you gonna fool? No one, because nobody else will be around. I have a story. The story I have to tell you is made up of complete inconsistency and nonsense, but nevertheless, I decided that I will tell it. And I will tell it with pride. Once upon a time, there was this beautiful, beautiful sea dragon. He would blow the most beautiful flames, and he could fly. Oh, like no other dragon could fly. It's amazing, really. But then one day, something happened to him. Everybody in the village could trust him. He was a nice dragon, he was a helpful dragon. He defended the kingdom. 3 times, actually. But something changed. What was it? Was it his food? His attitude? Yes. His heart rate? No. It was his mind. Something got inside of him. Still don't know what it was. To this day, I don't. But whatever it was, destroyed him. Turned him against everyone he loved. Everyone he ever knew. Everyone that could ever count on him. Everyone he could ever count on. Until it was just him. Him and this one person. He had known her since she was a little girl. He was more of like a pet to her. But really a friend. And it had come time that whatever was in his mind told him, kill it. Kill it. Kill it. But I was there. Hiding. I watched the whole thing. I could tell, I could see in his eyes, he didn't want to do it, he couldn't. He was able to overcome. And he let himself be engulfed by his own flames. He started to blow it out, then stopped. And before you knew it, poof, just a puff of smoke and ashes falling from the sky. He was gone. there she stood, in tears, crying. The last person on Earth. She thought. Then I walked up, scared the living daylights out of her, but once she realized she wasn't so alone, she smiled. With tears in her eyes, of course, but I'll never forget that day. Such a tragedy. But today is the day I make it right. Today's the day I change things. Stop it all from ever happening. Today is the day of salvation. Well, thank you for listening to my story. Well, have a good day, and I'll get back to you with another one, eventually. See ya.